sell regret, cause I've got something left, and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win, I won't stop till the end, no.
Wednesday edition of the program. At the dinner table, that's where your dial is, and Greater Than Fit, that's what the movement is about. Radumel.
Good evening.
I have seen better days.
Well, I'm here. I'm here to cheer you up. I'm here to put a smile on your face.
My man.
Yes.
But how was your travel? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Saw different things. Learned that I'm not built for running on mountains.
Okay.
But walking, I'm fine.
We live and we learn.
We live and we learn. We live and learn. I'm not built for running on mountains yet.
I like that spirit.
Yet is a very important word.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's so much power in what you just said.
Mm. So one day.
Okay.
I'll make a plan for them.
Before you conquered the mountain
Kilimanjaro,
you were cut for that.
No, that
but
one
you went and brought it to life.
Yeah, that's entirely true. I was not the most confident, but I said, well, I'm here now, so
let's make the things happen.
And a lack of options and choice, they can make you do very wonderful things.
Yes, sir.
I knew it was something I've been dreaming about since I was a child.
Awesome.
And in fact, this is it leads us right into our topic of the day, because our topic of the day is the power of visualization and mantras. Visualization. It took my whole spirit and put a new one. So visualization. Talking about conquering these mountains, this is something I've been thinking about since I was a very, very young child. And seeing what others were able to do, I just saw myself on top of that mountain. And I saw myself and I visualized it and I knew that I could get there. And in the deepest times of trouble and doubt and exhaustion and considering turning back, all I did was see myself there. And I allowed myself to get to the place where that dream was to come true. But to bring it home a little bit, visualization, we'll start with that. It's a very, very powerful tool that you can use on a day-to-day basis. There's a good side and a bad side.
Okay.
So from a sports perspective, we always say you want to visualize the game, you want to see yourself doing certain things. Now, the danger of that is that you can play the whole game in your head before you go, and you can be tired by the time you arrive. And the same is true for when you're lifting a heavy weight or going through a difficult set or anything like that. You can visualize yourself doing it. Fantastic, wonderful. Noticing the key things that you need to do in order to achieve, and then when you realize them, they can continue to give you power. But if you do it too much, you can arrive at that set, at that exercise, already tired because you visualized it too much. So it's a double-edged sword. What do you think of that?
I think there's a lot of power in that. The most key thing then I trust would be the discipline. Mm-hmm. We've touched on this quite a few times. Ga ke na le keletso ga ke na le tshesego batho ba ete ba rialo ya gore ke eleditse gore ke hetole ka ga ke dirang dilo ka teng ke eleditse gore ke hetole botsogo jame ke dire dilo tse e leng gore gongwe di ya go ntshutisa mo from my comfort spot. These are the things that I need to now start training self to be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Uncomfortable as they may be, or as they may be perceived, I need to then discipline self to understanding. For me to arrive, these are the things in a state ke nne motho o pharologanyo ya nong then ke batla gone gore gongwe re tsenelle mo go yone ya gore if you maybe allow for it to play out mo tlhaloganyong and it then takes you know the drive o e hella gongwe go lapisitse pele ga o diragatsa, how then do you you know constantly and consistently strike the balance gore ke tshwantse gore ke e letelele gore e tshameke mo tlhalogong ya me sebaka se se kana gore go ntetelele gore ga yanong setse ke ya go dira se se tshwanetseng gore se dirwe ke bo ke sa lapisa tlhaloganyo thata kapa my spirit e be santse e kgona gore e nkgorometse from my place of comfort.
So the visualization takes three phases. The first is the long-term goals. So sometimes you can say, this is where I want to be in a year's time.
Yeah.
And you visualize that and you hold it in your mind. Then you want to break down the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Right.
And you visualize those items. And so you work your way back. And then you think, what do I need to do today or what do I need to do in this moment? And those you want to dwell on briefly. Practice it 2-3 times max in your head. And then go out and do it. Now, so the short term, the middle term, and the long term. Those long term goals, those are what you draw on in your moments of doubt, in your moments of mind over matter.
Is it really working?
Yeah. Or, no, is it really working? Should I be doing this?
Yeah.
I'm tired. And you draw on those visualizations and say to yourself, don't forget
this is what you intend working for. On achieving.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Whether it is an activity or it's where you will be or how you will be, you want to have those firmly in your mind. Yeah.
That's very powerful. And there's a friend of ours, excuse me. There's a friend of ours who has done an amazing job at just transforming self. Hakitura, will she be comfortable with me you know, sharing her name, but you know, that's a story for a different day.
Until she comes on the show.
Se e leng gore ke leditse gore gongwe ba e leng gore ba reditse mo sebakeng se gongwe ba ka tsaya mogago kapa ba ithuta sengwe ka mosepelo wa gagwe ke gore her first pregnancy o ne a tlhalosa gore ba bongaka ba ne ba mogakolola gore ei go ga o ka re botsogo ja gago bona a bit compromised how we tolo heads you know, so you need to be a bit more careful because you know most of our sisters kana ko yeo ba tsabelwa gongwe ke go tloka go tsoga sente ibile be ba ga kollwa gape gore millions of houses tsoga sente yana there are certain things that you can't do because you could either compromise self or you could compromise the life that you're carrying.
Yes.
So I will tell you gore ke khang ye leng gore yanong e go ba mo pitagano gore ga ke le mo semong se what do I then do? And the natural person in you then will just choose to maybe just wait it out gore gongwe ke ta simolla go iteka kapa ke ta simolla go itshidila ga ke setse ke feditse ke setse ke belegine me yanong wa khono le mo ga gore most back in Soneseo, like so much could happen, and it almost feels as if you have minimal control over that.
Yeah. So you give up control. So
yes.
What will happen will happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the long term, if you're not disciplined, you are not even able to draw from it. But on the other side, kagetswa, you know, more. Mo go direng this natural thing ke tshwanetse gore be ke le motho e leng gore I'm fit enough to now care for the life that I've brought onto
exactly.
this planet.
Exactly. So in short, she had to visualize what she wanted to be you know, after the process or during the process in order
even
to inform
post.
Her actives activities in the short term.
Era.
And that's what this visualization will do for you.
Era.
It will give you a clarity of mind to say, these are what I can and cannot do, and these are the decisions that I need to make in order to arrive where I want to be. Because you've painted the picture clearly. And I want to say, painted the picture clearly and visualized key points, activities that you need to do in order to get there. And then when in the short term, when you're doing a squat of a heavy weight, visualizing key points in that process that you need to achieve and how they will look and how they will be achieved in order for you to achieve that. So paint it, get the detail, know the process, keep it clear in your mind.
Ebe go nna le lengwe ya dikaitse leng gore kangwe le gape wetu o dikai gona ha your nephew gore modding wa gentse di botana tse leng gore o mo go tsone bana ba kolapeng bana le go ela thoko gore re dira dilo dingwe ka tsela e ntseng jang.
Yes,
e ka nna dilo tse di molemo, e ka nna dilo tse di busula gore ga re tswella re painter that picture jaaka o ka ebe picture eo e aga mo moweng e aga mo pelong ya ngwana a ba a gola ka yone. Whether ke picture e leng gore ya eletsega kana ke picture e sa eletsegeng, the bottom line ke gone gore you then have exposed this young person gore a ithute dilo tseo a ba a gola ka tsone.
Entirely.
Jaanong bo molemo bo mosola ja gore ngwana mo dingwageng tse e leng gore wa ba santse a le a ithuta a kgona go lemoga ka gore dingwaga tseo ke tse e leng gore I believe they're very sensitive gore re mo ruta eng ebile o itshwarelela ka dilo tse e leng gore mo dingwageng tsa go yaanong tsa a setse a kgonang gore a itirele kana a itseele ditshwetso a ba kgona gore a ba tsaya ditshwetso tse e leng gore di mo ruta kapa di mo fa bokao jo e leng gore bo a eletsega mo setšhabeng.
Definitely.
So ko dikolong ko malapeng ga re dira ditiro tse e leng gore di na le gone gore di nne le an impact kapa di age or shape the mind of a young person, just how mindful should we be gone gore e be nna batho ba e leng gore re felela re le tšhaba e le balelang ko morago be re nyame go gale mosepele o re o tsereng o kgonne gore ngwana o a gege ebile a tseye ditshwetso tse e leng gore di mo thusa gore e nne motho o botoka mo setšhabeng.
Exactly. You know, this the children start to paint a picture of their future based on what they see you doing. It's just natural.
Yeah.
So help them paint the picture that you think would be good for them by painting a picture that would be good for you. You're not a lost cause. You're also a child that needs to be favored.
That's true.
That's right. So that's don't forget yourself in all these processes. So the second part of that is, you know, is the mantras. In sports, we call them trigger words. They're things that make you, when you hear a word, you do an activity immediately.
Yeah.
What do they have in basketball? Do you have one?
I believe there are a couple.
What's one that tells you to get back on defense?
D.
D.
Yeah.
Right? D.
Yeah.
Right? Someone says D, everybody starts running backwards.
Yeah.
We would have reload, which means you need to go back and make sure you're on the offside line.
That's right.
In rugby. Yeah, no, in rugby. We would have reload. We'd have socks, which means clear the field so that somebody can get the ball. These are local ones. And a whole number of different ones. At the knees would mean, you know, tackle low, you know, things like that. So you have these trigger words that most people actually kind of pick up in life. You know, there's a lot of casual ones as well that we use amongst each other that either pick us up or put us down or make us behave in a certain way that we wonder, you know, what's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, you start looking around.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the same, right? Those are natural reactions to those terms. So these are mantras. They're mantras that you can make for yourself. And they need to be short, sharp, and emotive. They need to tell you what to do, why you're doing it, and what you and keep you in a specific mindset. So, you know, there's quite a lot of you know, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm capable. Right?
Light work.
Light work. Right? Light work, baby. Right? And then we make it fun. We say crop top, baby.
Yeah.
Because it's evoking. Yes,
that's the image. That's the vision.
Yeah.
That's
the vision is that we'll be able to,
you know what I mean?
We'll be able to show our stomachs with pride.
That's
you know,
it.
Which I can do now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure people want to see it, yeah, but I'll be
but
proud.
You'll be proud. And that's, for the most part, that's what matters.
That's what matters, yes. Yeah. So light work all day, baby, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So I have a couple that I find myself saying just to share. And I wonder if people can share as well, because it might be able to give somebody, you know, a little bit of inspiration.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when I'm like, if I, you know, deciding if I want to go, if not now, when?
That's it.
Yeah. When?
Mind over mattress.
Mind over mattress.
Yeah.
Don't let the mattress win.
Yeah.
When I'm running along and I get tired, it'll hit me. I'll say, how much do you have? Yeah. How much do you have in you? And the response is, as much as I need.
Yeah.
Right? I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need it. And when it gets really bad, the song comes in my head. It says, don't give up. Do what you can do. Don't let quit get a finger on you. Right? And that's the rhythm that you run to.
Yeah.
And it's in your head and it's going and it's going and it's going and it's going. And it can go for a long time. So there's these mantras that you can hear in yourself. Right? So what you got? What do you need? I've got it. Whatever you need, I've got it for you. You know? So you think about those and they can sometimes keep you going when times are tough. Do you have any that you sort of say to yourself?
For the most part, what you folks usually scream out at the gym.
Oh yeah.
That's my petrol, that's my gasoline.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Now here's where there's oftentimes people get negative ones that come in, that creep in. And these are the seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
And you can hear it sometimes. Therefore, you can't do it. Hey, you're useless.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why are you doing this? So when you have these positive mantras, you can make sure they push out these negative ones.
Yeah.
These negative, doubt-filled, toxic.
When you speak to that, I'm reminded of a video that you know, one of our clients shared. Well, they fused. I think you know, someone was giving a speech.
Mm-hmm.
Or these folks who are usually up about 5 a.m.
Yeah,
you know, what do they get up to?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And she took that and you know, fused it with a video clip taken from, you know, people working out at the gym.
Mm.
You know. So when you sit there and you have a person, you know, who says, but you get up this early. Why do you do that to yourself? You know, what do you get up to when you get up that early?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And your response is, this is what I get up to.
This is exactly what I get up to.
You understand what I mean?
And it's good and it's fun.
And it makes me feel amazing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Makes you lose your breath.
I like that. And how then, you know, can we use these, you know, mantras? How then can we use this visualization to further strengthen, you know, our commitment that we've made to first self and, you know, the commitment that we could have, you know, as spouses, as our family members?
Mm.
You know, how do we then, you know, bring that to play?
You know, so these mantras can... are things that you can work on as a group.
Yeah.
So as I said to you, as a team, we had these trigger words.
Yeah.
Right? And these trigger words made us perform specific actions subconsciously because it's in you.
Yeah.
So as a family, you can start to bring these things together. You can say, this is what I'm asking you to calm down and take a minute, let's have a conversation somewhere.
Yeah.
This is when I'm asking you, let's leave this place, I don't like it. This is when I'm asking you to listen to me for a bit, right? Because I have something I'd like to say. This is when I'm saying, let's try a little harder as a family.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I remember one time I had a household and a great one for us is spite is might. You know what I mean? It's like, they said you can't do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because they said you couldn't, you should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that became something saying, oh, they said you couldn't do it. You know what that means?
Yeah.
And that's it. You know? We're going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, so you say, watch me. I hope you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Hey. You know?
Grab popcorns.
Yeah, agree, exactly. Hey, yeah.
I'm about to set this set on fire.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? So These things can be very positive in any group setting,
yeah,
where we start to have a shorthand, which is like the code word, it's a ridibu between each other,
yeah,
that bring us together, that put us in the same mindset. And it becomes ritualistic because we've spoken about how enthusiasm will get you out the door. Discipline will keep you going.
Yes.
But habit will keep you going again and again and again and again.
That's true.
But and something about habit is actually developing some rituals around it. And rituals will get you to bed. They'll get you in certain places, in certain spaces, especially in your brain and in your body, right?
Yes, sir.
So when you develop these rituals with the people that you're working with, they can allow you certain things to become effortless. They just happen. They just happen. So develop these rituals with your family, and they can go very far, whether it's around the dinner table, whether it's about decompression, whether it's about preparing in the morning, whether it's about preparing after school, or all these different things. Work at them, make them effortless, get your trigger words, because we've envisioned who we want to be as individuals. We've envisioned who we want to be as a family. We've shared it. We've broken it down. Right. And now it's just about doing the practice.
OK, what I like about tonight's topical is the fact that we spoke of, you know, the promises that we will make ourselves. The resolutions. Janong gangwe le gape re ne re etse thoko gone gore gona le ga e leng gore mollo ka re o kgabo ya mollo ka re e simolola go tukela ko tase. Janong ke tsapa gone gore janong ga o setse o, if you have then trained yourself to have this mantras you know, help you keep going, if you have disciplined yourself to envision the vision, and it's crystal clear in your mind gore ko e leng gore ke eletsa gore ke eteng go bokgakala bo bokana, mme dilo tse e leng gore ke a go di tlhoka for mosepele o ke tseeletseeletseeletseeletse go tlhokagala gore ke dirile dilo tse in mo frequencing e e leng gore e nna ke a selekanyo se se kana. Once we get to that, ga ona go bona Western Bypass e sala ka motho a le mongwe fela ga re lebile go ya ko Pasekeng.
Because we've decided,
yeah,
who we are as individuals,
yes,
as a people, gore re ira jang. You know, I speak about my time in Senegal where I saw the beach at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
From all over.
Yeah.
Because that's who they are as a people. Habachaisa, batsena hela to the beach.
Yeah.
They train, they wrestle. It's what they do. You know, we can do that very same thing for ourselves. No, this is what we do.
I like that.
Mm.
I like that. 3161-00603-161-006. O ka tswela wa romela molaetsa ya gago ye mekhutshwane ko mogaleng wa 17103. Wena mafoko a e leng gore gongwe ga o ka re o thaela thotoetso, ga e ka re o thaela yone petrolo ya gore o dire se e leng gore o ikemiseditse go se dira, mafoko a e leng gore o ikgotlatsa ka one ke afe, ga e le gore o ka kgona gore o a kgakgane le rona, o ka dira hela jalo mogala ko one wa 3161-006. 3161-006 kapa romela molaetsa o mokhutshwane ko go one mogala wa 17103 17103. Ke etla ke ama ga gangwe le gape re maphanyane ka bomolemo le bo mosola ja gore these things ga re di bua jaana re be re di bua re le batsadi re le uncles re le bakaedi guardians gore in the different spaces that we exist in, e ka nna gongwe culture ya ko mmerekong gore ga re tswella re dira dilo tse ka that level of consistency in the different spaces that we find ourselves in, go helela gore thusa jang as a community, go felela gore thusa jang jaaka setse o kaile as a family, gore dilo tse e leng gore gongwe re di ikemiseditse gore re di fitlhelele gongwe re di fitlhelele go sena tshokolo e kalo.
Well, you know, in my previous life, I worked in organizational culture. And one of the key aspects of a high-performing team,
yes,
is that they speak their own language. They have a language, and they call it a shorthand because it saves time and it's what people know and what people understand, right? So And oftentimes you'll see they'll have abbreviations for things. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But within that team itself, they have a word that means something to them and them alone, because they understand each other. They are all looking at the same prize. They have all envisioned the same future.
Boom.
Right? So they'll say black belt. Oh, okay. Right. It's time to be an expert in my field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they'll say, you're the black belt today. It means, all right, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I'm teaching everybody now. Because nice. And that can go to an intern because they know a certain aspect of something that nobody else knows.
Nice.
You know, those type of things. And these are examples from my past, you know. So learning to have those conversations where we build that vision and everybody contributes to it.
Yeah.
And these trigger phrases in groups, they should happen more organically. As individuals, you can take them on yourself. I've just got a message from a friend of mine who's a runner, and Halam Peta, I'll always say I'm here for a long time, not a good time, because I run very slow. So I say, now I'm here for a long time, not a good time. Yeah, and I have to remind myself that, because if I try to chase that person, I'm
then
not
you will hurt yourself.
I'll hurt my. I won't finish.
Di lo tsela gore a bo ikemiseditse gore go di fithelle a go ngwe be di fella di go di gopalla ka gone gore a wa bo itsentse mo dithakong tse leng gore ke tsa motho o mongwe.
Exactly.
Me bo khoni jalo na go ngwe bo ka re ka skere bo tshwantshanye.
Exactly. Run your own race.
Yes.
In other words.
Erra.
Yeah.
In basketball gona le moga ka mongwe o bidiwa Kobe Bryant.
Mm.
May his spirit continue to rest.
Mm. Black Mamba.
The Mamba mentality.
Mm.
Gore ga a tsena mo elementeng kapa mo zoneng eo o ne a na le dikakanyo, o ne a na le mafoko a na e le gore a mo thusa gone gore a ba dira that switch e leng gore gongwe yaanong ga re setse re lebelela motho wa nama le madi a re tabe re re nyaa yo yaanong o setse a le mo semoweng o setse a dira tse e leng gore ke di aba.
Yes.
You know, so I strongly believe gore there is a Mamba mentality in all of us. Se se tlhokagalang ke gone gore o bo itse gore o pressa di-button dife gore maphanyane e be e sa nne o e leng gore ke moagisang wa me o ke nwang tee ko go ene.
Yes.
E be e nna black belt, e be e nna mogogi kapa a leader o e leng gore you know, the thought changing, transformative, they are this person o e leng gore ke moagi, ke mo motho e leng gore o bopa dikakanyo tse e leng gore di re thusa gone gore re iphitlhelele re na le dilo tse e leng gore dingwe gongwe di re fa bokao jo bo rileng mo setšhabeng.
And that's where I speak about ritual.
Yeah.
Which is, we develop a ritual that moves us into that space, ya Mamba mentality.
Yes.
In some way, shape or form.
Yes.
And you'll find that the top sports teams, they have a way in which they do things. And someone will say, hey, relevetso rappel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they always do that because they know that this is part of getting ready to get onto the field. Then comes maybe some singing or anything like that. These are part of the rituals that tell your body, your spirit, and your mind, it's time to change.
Switch up.
Right? And we're doing this because there's something that we want to achieve.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ra ga re setse re tla ko motsubong ka ba go pelletsong ya puisano ya rona mo phirimana ya gampieko. Mafoko a ile gore o eleditse gore gongwe o khotatse banana, o khotatse batsadi, o khotatse baruta bana, o khotatse baruti, all types, all sorts of thought leaders tse ile gore dimo our communities. E ka nna mafoko a se lebego sefe.
That's a that you've put me on the spot, but Kitari. What would I say? One of the ones that is most important is that the future is something you design for yourself. You can either be a taker of the future or a maker of the future.
Boom. Those that would like to get in contact, those who would like to maybe contribute further to the discussions that we'll have or the discussions that we've heard. From a different standpoint. And any other information regarding the product that we are unpacking, LA Greater Than Fit.
So the website is gr8r.fit. There's a number of articles out there that you might find interesting. This is the latest article, is on this very topic. We'd love to hear your comments in the comment section there. Otherwise, you can find us on social media and you can leave your comments there as well. That's GR8R then fitness, greater than fitness on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can WhatsApp our line, which is 75794535. That's 75794535. And you can give us a shout and let us know so that we can share your mantras with the world and hopefully inspire somebody to do better and do greater.
Ara, we shall see you next Wednesday, same place, same dial. But before you leave, Mom Paul says hers is mine is love conquers all.
Yes.
So thank you kindly, Mom Paul, for sharing. Thank you for making our audience this evening.
Yes.
Ke tsapa gone gore ba ile gore gongwe ga lana le yone tshono ya gore melaetsa a lona e be gore rile ka kwano ka nako. E tla re mo nakong e latelang gongwe le simolole go romela melaetsa ka nako gore re kgone gore re kgaogane le ba bangwe ba ile gore ba tlhoka yone thutoetso eo. Ka gore botshelo jo re lemogile gone gore gongwe ga o ka bole ka o le esi o ka seke o nne le iphitelelo tse e leng gore di ka tshwantshwangwa le ba e leng gore gongwe ba tshwaraganetse botshelo kapa ba tshwaraganetse tsone dikakanyo tse e leng gore di ka ba thusa to navigate this here life. Say thank you very much for your time.
I have another one here. Okay. that I had shared with another individual, which was grace over grit, which is to say when things are tough, sometimes we look to grit. But sometimes you want to look to grace. So when you relax, instead of fighting the road, instead of fighting the exercise, you let it be fluid.
Yeah.
You often perform better.
Nice. Yeah. Once again, thank you very much, sir, for your time. Thank you for your contribution. On Friday, leka laboraro.
Certainly. Thank you for the time. Thank you for listening, Botswana. We hope we can get you moving. Thank you for joining the movement. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.